I am Joel Fields. I am Dora and Josh's father. I'm Jessica's husband. And I'm a writer and producer on the TV show The Americans for FX. And we are on the set. I was always a writer. I remember at the age of 12 writing plays. Always loved theater, read voraciously, and was not sure that I would wind up in show business. But between semesters of college, got a job. I thought it was a job. I think they thought they were getting a free intern since I agreed to do the job without getting paid, and worked on the set of a movie and got to know people and got to watch how everything was done and just loved the excitement of telling a story. I thought it was pretty nifty that you could get paid to tell a story for a living. So here I am. I guess they call me one of the showrunners. A showrunner is a relatively new term in the lexicon, relative to the history of entertainment, I suppose. It's the person who's, or the people who are in charge of the whole creative and production vision and scope of the show. Usually a writer, overseeing everything from the story development to the script development to the production process, what happens on set, editing room, post-production, sound, music, all of it. And if you're really lucky, you're surrounded by a phenomenal team who makes you look good. I work with Joe Weisberg, who created the show, and he and I are partners in running the show, and we have such a terrific relationship, incredible creative connection, and also just a friendship that's blossomed through working very, very hard over very, very long hours together. Joe and I walk. We take walks. So before the season begins, as the last season ends, we took walks. When season one was ending, we would just take walks around our writer's office, and we would talk. We would talk about each character. We would talk about themes. We would talk about things we wanted to explore, things that the story was suggesting to us. And then we'd go away, and we'd let it percolate. We'd let it dream. We'd email. Then we'd walk some more. And then as the season got on its feet, before we assembled our writer's room, we walked some more. And we talked and talked and talked. And often when we're breaking a story, if there's a problem that just seems intractable, we take a long walk and we let the answer come to us. And if it doesn't come to us after a long walk, usually it means we should just step back and work on a different story. I start almost every day by sending an email to Joe saying that today is going to be the very best day we've ever had working together. It's going to be the very best day for the show ever. And I really believe it. I think you start the day in a positive place and then you work hard to keep it that way. For me, the more I'm engaged in life and living, the more I want to reflect on it and think about it. And the more I reflect and think about its importance, the more I want to engage in it and drink it up. The thing that has real value is our time.